So, will I miss my Galaxy S? The short answer is yes, I will. I absolutely will. I loved that phone when it came out, and I sincerely think that it was the right thing to do, you know, to buy a Galaxy S back in the day. However, when I look back, you know, the past few months with the Galaxy S have been so very disappointing, I would say. Simply because of the fact that Samsung obviously has dropped support for the phone. No more updates will be coming on that device. And basically, even the updates which actually came, the Gingerbread update, was very unstable. I almost always had Wi-Fi issues. I had actually an app killer installed. I had to install the app killer to kill all apps in order to make my Wi-Fi work. Sounds weird, but it did. And I was basically tired of doing that over and over again. I will most definitely miss the openness of Android. Rather, I would say the fact that all kinds of apps would enter the Android market and, without violating Google's norms and things like that. Whereas on the App Store, things are very strict. That is a good thing in a way and a bad thing in a way. You know, it depends completely on which side of the spectrum you are in. I would finally say that in spite of this being a very expensive phone, it's a good investment, really. If you want a phone which is usable, which you want to use for a few years without having to worry about, app crashes and things like that, random restarts and things like that, I think the iOS is a great OS and the iPhone is a great phone. I am firmly of the opinion that right now, at present, I think iOS has the upper hand when it comes to the quality of apps. Google is obviously concentrating on that. I can see that from their developers conference and the way they spoke regarding the 60 FPS thing. But I think it'll take some time to sort of, take effect, because there's such a huge diversity of phones when it comes to Android that it's virtually impossible to have a similar experience across all devices. And that is something which is disappointing as a user. I would say that some kind of consolidation is required, and Google needs to come up with more Nexus devices for the world, really, and not just for the US market. So with that, I will end this podcast today. Thank you for listening.